Alive. Yeah, brought to you by our friends at ReconTechs. That's ReconTechs, your one-stop vehicle reconditioning center where you can get your car detailed and have it look better than new. That's right. Call 217-670-1132 and get yourself a detail, get a coating, or anything you need done to your. We need lights put underneath it, or you need a new stereo put in, or a car starter, or no matter what you need put in, call ReconTechs, 217-670-1132, and Just Beds. Just Beds, they are the yawn exterminators. It's Just Beds at 3120 Montvale Drive in Springfield. Just Beds. Get yourself a good 8 hours sleep at Just Beds. How about that? A new mattress or new bed from Just Beds is amazing. Plus, they deliver it. They set it up at your new house. They take away your old bed, and they drive by Steve's house, and they throw it in his front yard. It's amazing. That's what they do with your old mattresses. Just Beds. It's amazing.
And then Robin sleeps on it.
She probably would.
His neighbor Robin sleeps on your dirty mattress. That's what happens when you go to Just Beds. It is sensational. All right, let's get this show started on a Tuesday. I think my arms are looking more muscular when I have the the sleeves up. The sleeves up, right?
If they were green, you'd look like the Hulk.
Yeah, thank you. That's the look I'm not going for, but yeah.
I don't know if you don't look like Jabba the Hutt.
I like when they say, they go, Robin rolls around in your bed, in your mattress with her hammer.
She might get it stuck somewhere.
By the way, good morning is what they're saying in the chat room. Karen starts it off by saying good morning. Well, good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Irene says good morning, motherfuckers. Oh, her mother-in-law is gone.
Hell yeah. Yay, Irene.
Party at Irene's.
You know she's happy.
I know Steve always bitches because he said no one ever wishes to have a good morning to him, but Hope says, good morning, Raymond and Mushmouth.
Thank you, Hope.
And you notice no good morning to me.
Yeah, look at
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Jason.
You're never on this Lori early.
Lori says, good morning, friends. Yeah.
I knew morning, something Lori. Was up when Christina sent the link. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I've been up since 6 o'clock, so.
Look at that. I like this. I like when she's up at 6. I like that the link was set up for us today. I didn't have to do all that shit. That's wonderful. I thought Jason was on. I was like, who is professional enough to do this?
I know. I thought, whoa. Wow.
Man. And then my crotch says, I'm pinching one off. Steve.
Oh, God.
I can't wait, Mike.
Yeah, so there we go. Steve's favorite listener, my crotch. Did you see the video? What was the video titled? One of the reasons you should listen to us is hygiene tips.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, yeah, I don't know if people get that, but maybe. I hope they do. Maybe.
It's a video that starts with Steve. This is a video of the show. And the whole reason is, the whole thing is I'm trying to get little clips of people to check out the show. And this one starts with Steve going, oh, my crotch is getting my crotch smells rotten. It's a disgusting clip. Oh, I couldn't help myself. By the way, Irene says, oh, we have to make sure to say good morning to Bubba the Baker. Well, that's right. Good morning. Bubba the Baker wished us good morning on Twitter today.
Good morning, yeah. Bubba.
He sent a good morning out that said, let's see. I saw it earlier today. He said, it says, good morning, happy Happy Tuesday to you, Ray, Steve, and the lovely Christina.
Oh,
look at that. You. Way to go, Bubba the Baker.
Bubba the Baker
kissing the right amount of ass to get himself on the show today. I like this. What do you think, Steve? It's your big fan, Bubba the Baker.
Yeah, lucky.
Says good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Ray, and the Ray, Steve, and the lovely Christina. Can't wait for today's show.
Damn.
How did he send that? He sent that at
5:18 this morning.
5:18. Good Lord.
Wow. Well, he got to get up and make the donuts.
Right. He is a baker, so he's up early.
Yeah. 5:18. Holy shit, 5:18. I was
early.
I was just waking up.
I was in the middle of my seventh sleep hard on.
Oh, good God.
My seventh, to
share that.
I had my seventh sleep boner going. And I was in the middle of some hard breathing. God, I will not share what Tyler put up. Terrible.
Tyler, you can piss off.
Yeah. DA wants to know if Steve got a package yesterday. Did you get a package yesterday?
No.
He probably didn't leave the apartment to even go check his damn mail.
No, because Robin was out.
Good reason not to leave.
Oh, so you're saying that that would scare you if you ran to her?
There might be. I can't tell. It doesn't look like there is. Is that because he's out waiting by the door? I did hear somebody knock, and I just figured it was Robin because I just seen her outside.
Oh, you don't want her.
I know she might have heard me. Her little dog was outside of my window.
Yeah.
Because she can't. I said, shut that fucking dog up.
So she's out. So she wakes up early with that dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have my window open. Then I got up to go to the bathroom. And I see her walking. She's like, what the fuck is the matter with you?
So what is she going to do when winter comes around? And then she has to go outside in the snow to take that dog.
She did it before when she lived with somebody that she took a dog out. I love dogs. I love dogs.
Oh, shit.
I talk dog.
So she talks dog.
Yeah, she talks to her dog.
How crazy. Steve's crazy neighbor.
She talks to the birds.
For those that have never seen her, they're Steve's crazy neighbor.
God.
Right. That's a woman that Steve met, and he said, oh, I live in a great place. You should consider. She moved in, and then he goes, no, why did she move in? Yep,
he's regretting it now.
Oh, yeah. She
moved in?
He's a prisoner in his own home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, did you guys see the video? I put up videos yesterday of a clip of from 1992 when Buddha, who's my cousin, Buddha was on the Lytle and Lamb show, and they put him on the news helping the Peoria Rivermen.
Yeah.
They were having a slump. We put Buddha on. And then I put video up of the Itchy Pickles. The Itchy Pickles from 1999. It was the Illinois State Fair in 1999. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's all because DA got me this software to do some video editing myself.
Oh, wow.
And, man, I started messing with it last night, and I put up like 3 or 4 videos. So that was just, I just learned it. I'm just learning it.
Awesome.
But that was pretty cool. Yeah. So I got more clips I'm going to put up in the next few days. I got a clip of me in 1991, I think. Some woman got mouthed. What are you doing, Steve? He's always on weed because he's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's doing with his nose. But this woman called and got Molly with me, so I threatened her to a wrestling match. And we went down to Bradley. We went down to Bradley Fieldhouse, and I wrestled her. And it happened like it was literally a spur of the moment thing. It was, she said something. I said, I'll wrestle you in 20 minutes. And we end up going down to the field house. And there's video of it. So I'm going to put the video up.
Oh, wow.
Me wrestling this woman.
Oh, I wrestle a woman.
Yeah. And I put the video up of Steve's door. Being put on. I like that video. So I mean we've got some good videos up. So I hope you guys are checking them out. They're up. They go up on the Morning Disaster, our Facebook page. And they go on Twitter and or at least I'm gonna put them up on Twitter. But I did something with the Patreon. And this is for you guys who are not for like Mike Crotch, who's not a subscriber. Okay.
Wonder why.
But here's the thing. I put it up. It's a video of the morning of the Itchy Pickles playing the State Fair. And it's like a 15 or 16 minute video.
Yeah.
But I gave a 2 minute preview. So you get to see 2 minutes for free. So even if you're not a subscriber, you can watch. You can watch the first 2 minutes of it. Now that's not every video, but that's pretty nice. I mean, I thought you guys.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was cool.
Right.
Yeah. So check it out. Check it out. And it also shows what Marvin used to do with the Itchy Pickles.
Although I was watching the video and I got a little bit concerned when you started jumping up and down the stage.
Well, the whole thing was the whole reason I did it is because the stage was moving and it was freaking out. It was freaking out some of our band members. So I just kept doing it. I kept doing it to freak them out. They would get really freaked out. But so it's and also that's the video that I started with a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And literally by the third song, I take the shirt off because it's so hot. That was a day it was like 99 degrees.
Damn.
It was so hot. Yeah. It was so hot. By the if I kept the video going, literally by the fifth song, the basketball jersey I'm wearing is completely covered in sweat. You can't see a dry part of that shirt because it's completely covered. It's a trip. So, that's if I would have shown more, but it's only 15 minutes and it's on Patreon now. So I thought you guys would like that. So I'm going to start putting some more videos up.
Yeah.
But subscribe. Even if you're a tier one, you would have gotten that video, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But you can at least see a teaser of it. What do we have? What's going on in the world? Was anybody rescued from a submersible or anything this weekend? Did we get anything like that happening? Nothing?
No, they all perished.
Oh, yeah. There's no good news in the world?
I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
I read about Putin went into exile.
Putin, yeah, that's right. He did go into exile. Yeah. But I think he's back now.
Oh.
That's because they had we were talking about this on what, Saturday's show? The Saturday subscriber show? There was this general who decided to, he was hired. The guy was hired to fight the war in Ukraine or something for the Russians, and he started marching from Ukraine into Russia. All right, so the Russians like hired his group to march on Ukraine, and then they. They turned around and marched. On Russia, and then right when they got super close, they decided to call it off. So I don't know what the hell that was going on, but Putin was gone, I guess, when they were, I don't know what the hell happened, but now the guys have stopped. So who knows what's really going on. Okay, here's something interesting. For the first time in over two decades, malaria infections have been confirmed in people who did not travel outside the United States, leading federal authorities to warn about the potential for transmission of the mosquito-borne disease within our nation's borders.
Ooh.
Four people in Sarasota County, Florida, and one in Cameron County, Texas, were concerned as having been infected between late May and late July, late June, through local transmission. How about that? The potentially fatal disease was once an epidemic, and it was declared eliminated in the United States in 1951. About 2,000 people are diagnosed with malaria, but those cases have involved trips abroad, like people who go over somewhere like to Africa or somewhere, they have it, and they come back with it. Okay, but this is the first time that people who have never left the country are getting malaria.
Wow.
Holy shit. How about that? Shit.
Here we go. Another fucking vaccine.
Well, but it's taking out people in Florida and Texas. And
yeah, more coastal areas.
Thank God. So I don't know, but shit. Steve, you're good. You never leave the house. You're
yeah, you're safe.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. You know what I mean?
But I don't want to. I want to leave the house.
Saying, I'm saying that we, number one, we live in Illinois, so we're pretty far in.
Yeah. Although I live pretty close to Williamsville Lake.
I don't think Williamsville Lake is the next malaria hotspot. I think you're fine.
I doubt that very much.
By the way, how big is Williamsville Lake?
I don't know. Maybe an acre.
Yeah, that's
maybe a hundred. Enough you can see from one end of that one side to the other.
It's more like a pond.
Yeah, it's small. I don't know how much.
We have two of them, though. I haven't figured out how to get to one of them.
Why would you go? What lakes? What are you going to go to a lake for?
Fish.
Go fishing, damn it.
Someday. Maybe in October.
Why October?
It's cooler.
Afraid of the little warm air, are you?
I'll tell you, I live near the lake, and there's a group of people that are out near the, you know, that CWLP has that right when you go over the bridge. There's that little area where people gather.
Yeah, that little boat doctor.
Yeah, put their boats in. There's always people there fishing every day.
Off the stairs.
I see them every day. And all I think is, can't you go fish somewhere else? What you got fish right there for?
Because it's a good spot.
Because they take off their shirts and they're always fat. And oh, God, I'm fat and I don't take off my shirt.
I used to fish there all the time.
Oh, jeez. The big and fish,
but I left my shirt on. So
I bet the big and fished over there, didn't she?
Oh, the big and fished.
Yes, she did.
And her moo moo, I bet.
The big and was a big old floppy Trump fan and big old fisher woman. And
I bet she had flip flops that were so wore out.
Yeah, dirty flip flops. And she cussed like a sailor.
Oh, yeah.
Always had a cigarette in her mouth.
Yep.
What the goddamn fucking fish at? Oh, shit, my bridges.
The farting and fishing. Oh, it was horrible. I bet.
Oh, yeah. It was.
I bet the biggin was a horrible person.
Very horrible.
Yeah. Smells like there's a fish in Steve's building that he needs.
It smells like it.
You might want to fish for whatever's loose in that building.
There's a big tuna somewhere.
I don't think he wants to catch that.
Oh, man.
Catch and release.
So five people contract him. So what do you think, Steve?
I'm not scared.
It's in the United States now.
Well,
you're not United
States is a big area.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like get mosquito bite anyhow, but I don't know if I
how long can mosquitoes fly from where, like, they're not flying from Africa all the way to the U.S., are they? Can a mosquito fly that long?
If you know, one mosquito gives it to another mosquito and they just keep passing it along, you know. And then people just start worrying, you know, we got the 4th of July coming up. A lot of people are going to be outside.
I don't know.
We'll see after the 4th of July weekend, you know, because it's a very popular weekend for people to be outside and boating and fishing and trying out fireworks. We could get more.
I have no idea what he just said. What is? Can I get a Steve interpreter, please? Because I just don't.
Something about fishing, boating. That's all I heard.
All I heard. Yeah, I don't know what he was.
Fourth of July.
Yeah, he mumbles sometimes.
I can kind of put it together.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell was going on there. What was that, Steve?
I said. Yeah, with the 4th of July coming up.
All right, yeah.
It could be this malaria situation could become very serious because a lot of people
were going to... When you were just clarifying what you were saying, it was actually... We couldn't even understand what your clarification was. There was so much mumbling. I don't know. I have no idea what you're saying. You're so high, you can't even clarify correctly. He said,
"What's the holiday? What's the holiday?"
So when is it? Is it? When is it? When is the 4th of July?
A week from today.
Really?
Oh, wow! Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it
next Tuesday.
Yep.
I'll be damned. I had no idea.
Wow.
So I'll be damned. Damn, I'm not ready for another holiday. I'm not ready for it.
I mean, it's fireworks this weekend. A lot of people are going to get stung by the malaria, people.
What's going to sting them? About mosquitoes?
Yeah. People are going to be outside, you know, shooting fireworks off and fishing and boating.
Dan says he ran Steve's words through a translated program and his computer asked him if he had been drinking. The computer goes, "Are you okay? Have you been drinking?" Michelle says, "Maybe the mosquitoes should be masked during the holiday." Maybe,
exactly.
Right? Maybe they should. I don't know. But listen, I got to tell you, I don't know where mosquitoes in Florida and Texas have given the malaria virus. I don't even know how it happened.
I see what Brent said. We've been very dry, so good. That's gonna be our plus. Yeah,
that's fine. I don't want malaria. I don't want malaria. I'm afraid of malaria, just like I'm afraid of COVID and everything else. I mean, I can't wear a mask and keep from getting stung by mosquitoes.
Right.
Right. So they will sting me, you know.
Sting you anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
I took my dog out the other day and I sat in the bench. I got the bench from the lovely Cindy Lopian sent me a bench. And so I went out there when I took Chester out and then I yell at him to do his business and then I tell him inside and I sit on this bench. And, and I got stung while I was out there by a mosquito. Or they bite or I don't know how mosquitoes.
They sting.
All right, so I got stung by a mosquito. And then I don't think it had malaria. I can't believe we got to fight malaria now in this country. Yeah. Unbelievable. A lot of people are excited about fireworks. I don't get it. Tyler said he spent $1,200 on fireworks. Tyler, don't you have a mortgage? What the hell are you spending?
Right?
Doesn't he have a mortgage and car payments?
No.
Not this month, he doesn't.
right?
I wonder if he when he got his mortgage or his house, he said, make sure there's no July payment.
Yeah, for my July payment. That's fireworks.
That's okay. Once I'm down.
It's okay, Tyler. Just write him a check. You don't need no money.
Oh, hell. Don't take advice from Steve. Do not. Don't do that.
God. He got $1,200 in fireworks.
And that's not. That's a lot, but it's not.
I mean, I don't get it. How much? How many fireworks can you buy for $1,200?
Well, it depends. If you went to Missouri, you can get a lot.
Them big ones, man, they're pretty expensive.
Well, that's where you got to go, right?
They
don't sell fireworks here in Illinois.
They do, but not the illegal type.
By the way, we should sell all fireworks here for put a tax on them, just like pot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just like pot, you know, sell them, make some money.
Well, I mean, actually, like, I live down in DuPont, which is just like 2 miles from Missouri. They sold them down there, but it's still Illinois. But they still had the big fireworks stands and shit.
When I went to college in Alton Godfrey, I would go there.
Right.
And gas was cheaper in Missouri. So I would leave school sometimes, and I would literally take the 7-minute trip to go to Missouri and fill up on gasoline because it was so much cheaper. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you're down there, I can see getting fireworks. But from here, I mean, where's the closest place? He's still going to drive. It's a pretty long drive to get fireworks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$1,200. I'd like $1,200. Jesus.
Right?
But to spend it on – good for Tyler. I mean, if that's what he's into, good for him. But, God damn, he's at Hannibal. Hannibal's down 72, right?
Yeah, that's about – yeah.
What's that, an hour and something?
A couple hours.
It's 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Say at least 2 hours.
Caddy says there's a place in Gillespie that sells illegal fireworks. Illegal fireworks? I grew up in Gillespie, and I don't remember illegal fireworks being for sale. I would definitely remember if they sold illegal fireworks. I would think. I'll be damned. I'll be damned. I didn't know they sold illegal fireworks in Gillespie.
Apparently they do now.
And they're going to get busted. Can you sell them? Can you sell illegal fireworks?
Well, I'm sure they had to get a permit from somewhere.
Yeah, but I thought that there are certain types of fireworks the state of Illinois won't allow in the state, right?
I believe Class C, which is like the big boomers.
But I'm saying we should sell those.
Right, yeah, just sell them.
Fuckers. Yeah, sell them. Yeah. We'll sell weed.
Exactly.
Right?
If this realize how many people go to the states to sell them, you know, to buy them, we might as well just fucking get the tax money here in Illinois.
Put a tax on them. Huh? Let's go, JB. Get a little something. Come on.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
Put that stuff off. Yeah, that's what I say. Go ahead and get some good fireworks here.
Oh, yeah.
Karen says you can't sell them, but you might get in trouble if you're caught. Well, right. I am, yeah. Well, good for my hometown. I hope they're made. Yeah. Oh, somebody's getting some money out of it.
Oh, I bet they are.
DA says, I would only buy whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honey lighters, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, cherry bombs, Nipsey dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that what?
Yeah.
Tyler, give us the names of some of the fireworks that you spent $1,200 on. I'd like some of the names. Did you get some of the Worcester biscuits? Yeah. I mean, If you think about it, how many people are driving from Illinois to go into Missouri to buy the fireworks?
Everybody.
I mean, Jesus. So we should sell some here. Why the hell are we letting Missouri get the revenue? I mean, it's not going to be anywhere near the revenue we get for pot or anything, but still, why not? I guess I just don't get fireworks.
I used to get them, but I don't anymore. Once I got to the point where I can't run anymore, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to worry about getting burned. So,
so there was a time in your life you would shoot off fireworks every year?
Oh, I was one of those people that would go to, when I was married, yes, I was married. I would go to Missouri and spend $500 or $600 on fireworks. Well, every time I say I was married, everybody's like, "Oh, Dean was married." Yes, I was married.
How'd that turn out? How'd that turn out? How'd that marriage turn out?
Oh, great.
Okay. I was just waiting for the. I just thought I would have you bring up a bad story again.
Oh, I don't. Hopkins. Yes, fucking Irene. I was fucking married. God damn.
Here comes a reply.
Irene, I've been on this fucking show for going on, 2.5 years? And that was discussed at the very beginning. Oh, Steve was married?
You guys want to look at some of Tyler's fireworks?
Oh, fuck yeah.
He sent me some. So who wants to see... who wants to see Tyler's fireworks? This is a firework. This is a firework that he spent $300 on. All right. And the name of the firework is Grounds for Divorce. That's the fire.
Oh, wow.
He spent $300 on that firework.
Why it's called Grounds for Divorce.
Oh. Good thing he's not married yet.
Right? He spent how much on what?
Is it Tyler's not married yet?
Mm-mm. No, they're engaged.
Engaged.
I bet she even in town. I bet she's got a town as soon as he came home. Is her name on the on the mortgage?
I don't know.
Is her name on the mortgage? Or is she at the or is she at the bank right now getting it taken off?
Probably.
Saying, who the hell did I, who am I going to marry? I'll be damned.
I bet he's sleeping on the couch.
DC says, Steve, at least your marriage ended amicably, Steve. It's not like she cheated on you, right? People are wondering about your marriage, Steve. Look, there's a lot of people around. Steve was married? Oh, my God. Yeah, so people are wondering, Steve, what happened? My crotch says, next thing you know, Steve's going to tell us his wife cheated on him at the races. Oh,
you shut the fuck up.
Sure. I'm sure that there was no cheating that happened.
No, because I cheated on her first. She just got caught.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
get caught. And then what happened? Did you get slapped or something?
Oh, I hope you got slapped.
With?
Big dickhead hit me in the wanker.
The guy that was cheating on your wife.
Oh, do we have to go through this story again?
I'm just wondering, how did you find out your wife was cheating?
I caught her.
You caught her?
Yes, and as I opened the door, he tried to run out. As he ran out the door, his bumped into me.
His pecker slapped you on the way out?
Steve got dick slapped.
I don't know if it was a speck. He had some bulge in the front of his pants. I don't know if it was a pecker or not, but it might have brushed against my leg.
And this is while he was banging your wife?
No, he was running out the door because he thought I was going to kick his ass.
Oh.
Which I should have. I should cut his dick off. Although it did get me out of the marriage, so that was good.
Yeah. I'll be damned. Sounds like it wasn't that great of a marriage. I'm sorry, Steve.
You should be thanking Big Dick Ed.
Here is some more of the fireworks that Tyler got, everybody. There is Pyro Viagra.
Oh, my God.
Pyro Viagra. Anxiety attack. How about that? Here's Big Blue Ball. Caution, emits crackling sparks. Here's Bite Your Tushy. A dog with dirty teeth on the illegal one. What do those cost? Good Lord.
Oh, they're expensive.
Tyler, did he give us a cost? Damn. He said, He said he got some for himself. He got anxiety attack. We'll give the neighbors just that.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he said anxiety was $75. Bite Your Tushy was $60.
Oh, shit.
Good God.
Damn. You don't know how many edibles you can get for $75? God damn.
Well, obviously, he wants to spend $1,200 on something that will last seconds.
Huh? That's a lot of hard work for seconds.
I'm with you, dude. I want bang for my buck, you know? I just don't want to spend a bunch of money on something that's over like that.
Yeah.
Am I nuts?
No.
$1,200 for fireworks. Well, if that's what you're into, Tyler.
Right.
That's what you're into, my man. Good for you. But seems like a lot. It really does seem like a lot of freaking fireworks. Good Lord. I don't know.
Like a good fireworks show, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'll just go to Tyler's and watch his.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going anywhere to watch. I'm not going to leave my house to go watch fireworks.
Imagine that.
Am I crazy?
Nope.
Yeah. I love watching fireworks.
Well, I cannot name. If you ask me to name the best fireworks display I've ever seen, I have no idea. I don't care.
Yeah.
We used to do that. When I was at QLZ, we used to do
Rock the Dock.
We used to do Rock the Dock, yeah.
It still is.
Yep.
Yeah, but we used to do, and I can't remember any fireworks. I can't remember any display. Holly says, you may be able to see the lake fireworks from your back porch, Ray.
Yeah.
I have no desire. No desire to. I just don't.
Right.
You know, it's just not my thing. Nothing against you guys who like them, but I'm just saying. I just don't care about them. You know what I mean? And I never sit on my back. So I don't have a porch out back. I don't think I have a
breezeway.
I have a breezeway and then a concrete slab outside of it.
Oh, yeah.
I like to sit on my front porch. My wife hates that I don't like. And I say, I don't want to go to the back porch. It's too dangerous for me. You know? Not so much now, because I got to tell you, I'm moving around pretty good, you guys. I'm moving around good. Yeah, I'm now, when I work out, when I go to Fit Club, I use I use the ropes. You know what the ropes are?
Yeah.
I stand. Now I can stand up, right?
Right.
And but I still do so many sitting down because I can only do so many standing up. So I get these ropes and just. I stand up and do those ropes. That's my new cardio. And dude, I sweat so much. It starts out as it's nothing, and then I get a little bit of sweat starts rubbing down here and it starts covering here. And then I'm still going. Next thing you know, my whole back's covered and my whole front's covered. I mean, so much sweat. Sweat starts to glisten over my titties.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I look like a fat Chippendale. I see all the women in Fit Club looking over me going, licking their upper lip.
You sure?
I think so.
I thought they were a bunch of, you know.
Well, they could be. Boat. It could be a gaggy. It could be going. But I got them sort of. They're a bunch of Lisbo. I get my workout in now, man. I used to get all my cardio from the New Step machine. Mm-hmm. Now, man, I get out there and do those ropes. I'll tell you what, I get great exercise in those ropes. It's badass. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm losing more weight.
Sure you are.
Sure you are. You're going to do nothing but lose for quite a while.
I don't know if you could tell, but yeah, I'm still eating. I mean,
I think I'm losing weight too. I can actually scratch my butt.
I tell you, when we went to Dairy Queen, I picked up a box of Dilly Bars.
Oh,
need some Dilly Bars to go. Yeah. So now I get a Dilly Bar. Oh, yeah. But I'm sure Dilly Bars are fattening. They're like 200 calories of Dilly Bar.
Yeah.
But so today's breakfast is my wife left an orange for me. So that's today's breakfast. Oh, well. Yeah. So Bubba says he's going to Arthur. Where the hell's Arthur?
Way the fuck out. Way the fuck over. About an hour and a half.
Oh.
Amish country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do the Amish believe in fireworks?
I don't know. I haven't tried one. I don't think so. But
they're not electric, so.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Brent says the shirt that Ray's wearing doesn't fit at all. Really? It did. There was one time it didn't fit.
Right.
Yeah, it's way baggy.
Is it baggy?
Yeah. Oh, it's been baggy on you.
This is my favorite shirt.
Sorry, but.
Ah, shit. Yeah. I don't know. I've been working out like a son of a bitch. I'm serious, man. I've been working out so hard. I'm hoping the weight's piling off. So I'm walking a little better. Yeah. Steve, I can race you in a walk.
Yeah, you probably beat me now because I ain't walking very good.
Because you're what? I mumble. Mumble mouth.
I said I ain't walking very good.
All right.
Can't feel my feet.
No new clothes for me, Brent. I want to wait to buy clothes. When did the big one weigh? How long after the big one died did you?
I was stupid and was buying clothes the whole way. And afterwards, I'm like, why did I do that? I wasted so much money I wasn't in.
Because you had it. You were married. You had a husband.
Yeah.
Had a job, so you could blow the money.
Yeah, but it was stupid. It was such a waste.
Yeah, his money to waste on your clothes.
It's just like all the stuff she wasted on me, and she didn't even know me.
I got to tell you, I kept waiting for her to decide that I would be worth wasting some money on. And then she got divorced. Now she doesn't have any money. And she goes, oh, Ray, I wish I, if I had money, I'd get some. And I'm like, God damn it. When you had money, you didn't get anything from me.
You weren't in the hospital. I was.
Yeah, but I am going down in size and stuff, but I don't want to buy new clothes. I did buy some new shorts to work out in.
Right.
That were smaller.
That's my next purchase, shorts.
And then I got a shirt. I got, you guys know that shirt that has the Reebok?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a new shirt,
right?
But everything else is the same. You know what I mean? It's all like, this is a 5 or 6X or whatever the hell this shirt is. So I don't know. So I'm waiting. I want to wait till, you know, I'll just wear some baggy clothes now.
That's what I do.
It's not like I do anything official. However, can I point out, has anybody watched, it's one of my favorite shows. There's a show called The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
On Hulu. Has anybody watched The Bear?
I haven't seen the new season.
Dude, I think it's the best show. I love it. There's an episode in the second season called Seven Fishes. And everybody talks about how Seven Fishes and how crazy it is. They go, oh, my God, that's crazy. I can't believe that some people grew up with, or I can't believe some people lived through that. It was so, I see these people on Twitter going, oh, my God, it was so triggering to watch it. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing triggering? So I watched it, and I was expecting, like, DC sent me a text saying how rough, he goes, it's rough to watch, like how traumatic it was. Mm-hmm. But it's because he had a normal upbringing. I watched it and I thought, well, fuck, that's a holiday. That's exactly what I went through growing up. Exactly. And so after I watched it with my wife was just like, she was like, oh my God. She was really traumatized by the episode. She goes, I can't believe that. And I go, what? She goes, oh my God. And I go, it seemed like a normal holiday. And she goes, that seemed normal? I said, yeah. And she goes, no, that. She goes, that's.
Oh, I got to get my Hulu straightened out then. I got to see this.
She goes, that's crazy. What? That was normal to you? And I go, yeah. And so I go, no, that's just how my family is. And she's been married to me long enough. She has seen this kind of stuff happen all the time, right? And then Sunday, I think it was, yeah, Sunday, we, through a text messaging thing, my sister starts a whole moment that ended up being a whole Seven Fishes episode in one big text chain. It was insane. It was crazy. And my wife was just watching it go on. She was watching it goes on. She goes, I'm sorry, I doubted you. This, my sister decides we're going to do some kind of family photo. We're going to do a family photo. I've been told that my mother is not talking to my sister. I don't know. That's just what I've been told. Like, they're not even speaking to each other. And I'm like, whatever. I don't care either way. It's up to you guys, whatever. Because I don't spend a lot of time talking to my family. But so my sister says, everyone, we're going to. She goes, I have a photographer that I've paid for. And I'm going to have the photographer come to Springfield. And we're going to take a photo. And everyone is going to wear black. But the girls are going to wear red, and it's just like ordering everybody around. Okay? And so she goes, we need to figure out where we're going to take it. And so my wife goes on and says, I might be able to get a location for us to have this taken. So she goes in. I might have a location for us to get it. And I go to my wife. I go, what location? She goes, well, it's nothing. We'll just pay for it. And I go, we're going to pay for a location? So my wife says, we're going to pay for a location. And then my sister goes, well, I don't care. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm looking at my sister. My sister basically blows off my wife. My wife says, well, we might have a I might have a location that we can do it at. And then after the photo, if everybody wants, they can come by our house and we'll have a barbecue. Which, by the way, I don't want a barbecue at my house. I don't want anybody. I don't want anybody at my house. I don't want them at my house. It's all because my mother would get here and she would just bitch and bitch and bitch. And my sister would get here and she would bitch and bitch and bitch. And my brothers would get here and they don't want to be here. And my brother Goose isn't even talking to me now. So I'm like telling my wife, I don't want anybody at my house. But she offers it, right? So my sister goes, I don't care. And I don't have time to go by anybody's house. So I'm like, son of a bitch.
Wow.
then I'm like, wait a minute. And I go, my sister doesn't pay for jack shit. She doesn't pay for anything. Who's this fucking photographer? So I start looking up a photographer, and I'm like, that's her boyfriend. That's a new boyfriend or something. That's what that is.
Right.
So anyway, then a couple other people mentioned this chat thing, and so I finally got upset, and I go, hey, listen, and I start talking about the in-laws, and I say, basically, I say, treat my wife with fucking respect. She offered this, and what's this I don't care bullshit? You know what I mean? Treat her with respect. And then my mother gets into the chat.
Oh, no.
And then she says, you got a blah, 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 blah. And I go, you two aren't even speaking. I said, you're not even speaking to her. Oh, shit. And then they start screaming at each other. And then my mother's like, well, fuck it. I don't even want this stupid photo. And blah, 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 blah. And I go, oh, Jesus, seven fishes. Nobody got it because nobody's fucking. No one in my family is hip enough to watch the bear. So none of them got it. And I go, seven fishes. And I just left it. my wife goes, I apologize. I go, for what? She goes, I'm sorry for ever doubting you. And I go, yeah, that's just normal. That was normal for how I grew up. That's how the family,
right, yeah.
That's how the family is. It's crazy. I just, And my brother Foon's like, he goes, I'm not wearing no fucking black. I'll wear a fucking t-shirt and rip fucking sweatpants in this fucking photo. And so I go, all right, listen. I go, if you guys want a photo, I'll find a professional photographer from Springfield. Not from Chicago. My sister lives in Chicago. She says, I'm going to pay for this photographer to come from Chicago to Springfield to take your picture. I go, no, listen. I'm going to get a local Springfield photographer who's going to, and I said, I'll trade a part of, I'll pay for some, and then I'll trade the rest of the photography for my podcast, for my show. And then I'll, you know,
right.
And I said, and I'll talk to everyone directly because Bodine hadn't even answered in this thing. And I go, I'll talk to everyone directly and I'll find a day, which, by the way, Goose works on Saturday. So my sister says, we're going to do it on Saturday. And I'm like, well, Goose works on Saturday. I know this because I constantly hear, I work on Saturdays. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, but Goose doesn't work on Sundays. So I'm like, all right, let's try to. But my brother Foon's talking about how it has to be a Saturday. But So I go, I'll figure out a day that all of us can do. And then you guys wear whatever you want to the photo. And my sister was talking about, well, someone can hold up a picture of Rob. And I go, why not ask his widow? Cindy, my sister-in-law, why not have Cindy come and hold a picture of him? Mm-hmm. I was kind of insulted that she didn't suggest that at first. You know what I mean? Right. Which, by the way, I didn't want to take this. I don't want to take this fucking photo. I'm too fat.
Right.
Give me like a couple years and I'll finally be able to take the photo. And so, yeah, I know. I could get Jason. Doesn't Jason have an ice camera? Can't we get Jason out there? I mean, I could have gotten taken without. But here's the thing.
Me and Dan both have nice cameras.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
They'd be more than willing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The photographer is my sister's boyfriend. And I go, and then I said, and Michelle, you can bring your boyfriend. You can bring your boyfriend along and we'll meet him. Okay. Oh, Jesus. How dare I stumble on what the actual event is about. Because after I said that, it was like, oh, no, no, fuck you. We're not taking a picture. And, oh, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So, I swear to God, I'm changing my name to Ray Padron, and I'm going to distance myself from my family. I just, I'm just done. I'm done with them. Huh? It's just crazy. My brother Bodine didn't even reply to any of this because I could tell Bodine's going, holy shit. Yeah, I have lots of friends who are photographers.
Bodine probably thought, I didn't even get in the middle list.
Yeah, I think Bodine's like, fuck this. It's a mess. I was going to call Bodine a couple weeks ago because my nephew, Julian, I wanted to see the Flash movie again.
Okay? Yeah.
So I was going to offer to take Julian and Christina's kid.
Oh.
Because they were friends. At one point, they went to school together.
Right.
And they were friends. I was like, so I was going to offer those kids to take them to go, just so I could have, but they weren't.
Right.
But I was going to take them to the movies so I could go see The Flash again. But I couldn't get a callback. You know what I mean? I couldn't get a callback. So now it's,
right.
You know. But I was going to call him anyway, but he wasn't even involved in it. He didn't even get involved in this text. But then I got a text from Goose that said, hey, do me a favor and make this happen for mom. I go, okay. So that's when I tried to work it out. But that's when my sister got all pissed and, you know, and my mom was the one who got totally pissed and, you know, I don't want a photo. I don't want a photo. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, no photo. Of course, this is a woman. There's people in my family who've needed therapy for 50 years and haven't gotten it. People in my family, listen, I've at least been through therapy. I need to go back, but I've at least tried it a couple times.
Right.
There are people in my family that need to talk to someone. They need to talk to someone. Like, you know, I have spoken to someone. Plus, this show is an outlet for me. I have it every day. And I agree with what Brent's saying. Everyone needs therapy. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
My daughter realized a long time ago, she goes, I don't know what's come from your side of the family, Dad, but she goes, I think I need therapy. And this is when she was like 13.
Dang.
So she goes, yeah, I'd like to get therapy. I said, yeah. So I set it up and she has.
Right.
And my daughter has grown up a wonderful young person.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's very adjusted. She's very.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, my family has one text thing. Oh, my God. It leads to this big, you know. It leads to everything. Mike Roch. I'm just just going to say Mike. Mike says, I don't have money for my kind of therapy. Well, if you are on, if you don't have money, then you're probably on Medicaid, right?
Yeah.
Medicaid covers therapy.
Yeah.
Tyler said that he just spent $1,200. Well, maybe good. If you know, if you know that, then if you know that's therapy, then maybe that would work.
It's like, because you see the year.
If you said you met with a therapist and the therapist told you that marijuana is your coping mechanism, right?
So you know,
we all need a coping mechanism. My mechanism is this show.
Right.
It really is, you know, talking about this. It's always been my show. And talking to a therapist. That's my thing. That's my therapy. So, you know, you can, whatever your therapy is. Tyler says his is fireworks. It's fine. Whatever. Steve's therapist told him marijuana is your is your coping mechanism, which is why Steve does. And listen to his mumbling. Obviously, he does a lot of marijuana. So we all have it. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you know, whatever your therapy is, get it. You know what I mean? Do it. Because I'm telling you, my family is seven fishes.
What the hell? Your mom was just trying to call me.
My mom?
Or is she calling the disaster page?
Your mom? Steve's mom?
No, your mom.
Oh, my mother. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mom won't call my mom. Didn't have a number.
But I can't figure it out. Oh, yeah, she was trying to call.
She's probably listening to this show.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Oh, my mom called me. Told me. We didn't call me. She wanted some pumpkin blossoms.
No, my mom wasn't calling. No. Maybe she was calling you, wasn't calling me. Are you checking to see if my mom was calling you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out now.
I don't know. Maybe she was.
This was an accident.
Must have been an accident. She doesn't listen to this show. She doesn't. My mom calls me the other day. She calls me the day and says, you know who I like is this Mike Pence. And I go, what the? What would make, can I ask, seriously, guys, politics, schmolitics, whatever. But you guys hear me enough. You guys hear me enough to know politically where I stand.
Oh, yeah.
Would any of you think of calling me and telling me how you like Mike Pence?
No.
No.
Would anyone figure I need to share this with Ray? And why would any of you believe? Why would any of you believe that that's a good conversation to have with me? My mom gets home. I call my mom last week and she decides to share with me what she likes about Mike Pence. Oh my God. It's just not a conversation anyone would want to have with
right.
me. Oh, DC said my mom went in the chat room when I started the family talk. Well, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so I don't care if anybody's conservative or liberal or what, but why would you want to have a conversation with me?
All right.
Trying to convince me why Mike Pence is,
Yeah.
Why Mike Pence is a. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah. I don't check my. I want to check my phone. Oh, DC sent me a Oh, DC sent me a message. DC sent me a message at 8:49 saying, "Hey, your mom's in the chat."
Oh. Oh, shit.
All right. Well, it wouldn't have kept me from saying what I said, DC.
Right, yeah.
I tell you, this show is...
Right. Yeah,
I share the story. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, "Call." No, I'm not calling my mother on the show. Forget it. No. We need to let her work out her. She's very angry, and we're not doing photos and all this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, because she's angry. Of which, listen. Why would anyone think I'm ready for a photo now? You know what I mean? Why would anyone think I'm ready for a photo? I just got surgery. I'm just recovering. I'm just now able to walk a little bit. I just got out of my wheelchair. I'm able to walk a little bit.
Right.
Why would you think I'd want to get up and, "Oh, hey, look, everyone. Look at me, everyone. I've lost 10 pounds or whatever." I've lost more than that, but still. Why would you think I'm ready for this? You know, like, give me some time.
Yeah.
Lose a little weight. God damn. I'll tell you, Bodine was the smartest one.
He just stayed out of it.
He was the one who's just like, because I know Bodine's like, "Fuck this. I'm not, these people are crazy. I'm not going to," you know. "I'm not going to," you know. He was a smart one. Yeah, so there you go. Nope. 7 fishes. And I'll leave it at that. That's how my family is to everything. 7 fishes.
Oh.
And I don't know why my mother would... Why would she call Christina?
Probably just a button.
She was calling the morning... No, she was calling the morning disaster.
Oh.
Oh, she was calling the morning disaster page?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Like the messenger. Oh,
that's not the phone number. That's not the phone number. That's not how it works. We don't.
Yeah. Well,
we have a phone number. But could we? I wonder if we could take calls in the chat room. That would be kind of cool if we could. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Right. I'm sure there's a way.
Damn, now I want to check that out. You know? That would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of paying for this number that no one was keeping. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, right? Yeah. It would be.
Yeah. By the way, Steve had a great idea about doing the Gooch Blast in place of Stainless Wednesday night.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but I thought it was a great idea. Steve said, "There's no Christina or Dan Wednesday night." But the thing is, those guys close at Recontext.
Yeah, that's what I was worried
they
about.
They close too. At like 5 or 5:30.
Yeah.
So that show didn't even start till after 6. So right. It would not be fair to them.
Right. That's what I got to thinking, too. Mm-hmm. I'd be better to do it on a morning show.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
Have you actually go to Recontext in the morning one morning?
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of...
Like I discussed it before with someone, and we could do it because Dan had made mention, other than this Wednesday, he's off on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Maybe do it on a Wednesday morning and let him go.
Yes.
Then him and Christina could be there to partake in the situation.
Yeah, yeah. And Jason has an iPad. Or if not, Bubba has one, so we can get someone can be there.
Right. Well, we might need Dan there if I fall.
Yeah, Dan, you're right. Dan needs to be there. Because God forbid if something happens to him. But the whole plan is we're going to go to Recon Techs. And Steve is going to get in the back of a truck and bend over. And then Recon is going to give him a gooch blast with their high-pressure hoses.
Ooh, hope the water's warm.
You're going to see Big Joe and Mike. Mike's going to be right behind him holding him up. And then they'll have Matt with his hat on. And his
yeah.
Mic. He'll be behind holding the two of them up as they have that pressure of a hose. It's going to be that high pressured to clean out Steve's ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's the plan.
Oh, wait, dude.
We want to do it as soon as it gets to be 80 degrees in the morning, which that's coming close.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. This, yeah.
And what's the temperature now? Hold on. What's the
temperature now? I know later this week it's supposed to be in the triple digits.
72.
It's 72 right now. Yeah. So we're getting close.
Yeah.
Getting closer to 80 degrees in the morning. Oh, my
God. Yeah.
So, or did I say 75? Or what did I say? What was
it? You said 75.
You said 75.
So yeah. But it's 72 right now.
Oh, yeah, we could do it. We could do it on a day like this. Well, I don't want to do it when it's 20 degrees, but I do it. It doesn't bother me now. I mean, it's just like, of course, you know, tomorrow is the big Star Wars adventure at the stadium, so that wouldn't be available. But maybe, the next one is the day after 4th of July.
Yeah.
The 5th of July.
Yeah, so I see Brent saying the translation for Dan is off on Wednesday. Perhaps best to do it on a Wednesday morning where Dan and Christina can partake. No, here's what Steve meant, in all seriousness. Dan is off on Wednesday. If I fall in that truck, no one's going to be there to pick me up. Dan is a first responder. He can pick me up. That in all seriousness, that's what Steve really meant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why Steve wants Dan there. So Dan can help him if he gets.
Well, Derek, I trust Derek too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that that's the real reason he wants Dan.
Am I really talking that funny? I have to go back to the show because people keep saying translation.
Yeah. Well, because you're mushman.
Oh.
But also the translation is to which it's not that you think the broadcast is going to be better if Dan and Christina are part of it.
Oh, no. It's because of safety reasons.
Yeah, because that's the real reason. The safety
reasons. Yeah. Yeah.
But there is no stainless this week.
I would hate that if that high-pressure hose do something to my testicles and Dan have to do some kind of an emergency...
Reattachment.
What could happen? What could happen to your testicles that you would be the first responder?
Well, I don't know. It's like to cut them off with a high pressure hose.
High pressure hoses don't cut things off. It's just gonna wash out the stink.
Should I wear dirty underwear or clean underwear?
Oh.
Christina found something you should wear. This is Christina said Steve should wear this. Let me share here. This is the photo that Christina shared. Steve, you should wear that.
Oh yeah, I would. Yeah, I just did that.
Then your ass is open. See how this guy's ass is. You know.
Yeah, I like that. What if they have it in purple?
I don't know, but
I thought it'd be perfect. You just bend over and
yeah, I like that.
Wide open.
Do you find those sexy, Christina? Is that what you want Dad to wear and your man? You want your man to wear those?
No.
Ooh, is that hair or tattoos?
Where?
On the guy's arms.
That's tattoos.
Tattoos.
Oh, I thought it was hair.
What kind of heterosexual sex would that be required for? I'm just wondering what kind of.
Why would you even want that?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Or is that for gay sex? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of sexiness that is. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. That might be not appealing.
But maybe that's some kind of gay stuff. I don't know. Maybe we want to see Steve in some sexy gay clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was almost going to start the show shirtless today, but I thought, nope.
Thank you for not doing that.
Like I said, what are you going to see other than my shoulders?
You woke up today and you said, I should do the show shirtless?
I thought about it when I sat down here at the chair and I thought, I'm just not going to put my shirt on and start the show. I thought, no, I better put the show on because then they'll, Steve doesn't have any clothes on.
You're damn right. Yes, you're damn right. That's how I would react, Steve. Yes. I would react like, why?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. That's exactly how I would react. Yes. That's a rule. That's a rule on this show. If you're on this show, you must wear clothes.
Please.
Good Lord. I can't even believe you're thinking about not wearing. What in the hell is wrong with you? God.
It's like we're not playing a drinking game today.
I know I'd have to chug right now.
why would you think that's acceptable?
What makes a difference?
When you're high, everything's acceptable.
But Steve, you can't. We don't want to see you topless. No one wants to see you topless on the show.
What?
We don't want to see you topless. Now you're dressed like a prisoner cleaning up. You're dressed like someone from the prisons cleaning up the state fair with that orange shirt on.
Oh, shit.
That looks the same as a construction work zone.
No, I also thought about when I was, after I got in the shower, I thought about putting on this thing that Christina gave me, but I thought, no, I don't want to give that away just yet. I don't want people to see me in that just yet.
Oh. Yeah,
is this a shirt or?
Yeah. It's clothing. It's an article of clothing. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
Women's clothing.
Oh.
Steve's into cross-dressing now.
Why would you give why would you give him women's clothing?
Oh, the bigger wore it. It's something the bigger wore.
What is it, a moo-moo?
Yeah.
It is a moo-moo?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
He asked for it, so I was like, hey, I got one.
Oh, my God.
No.
Hey. All right, new rules. New rule. You must wear clothing on the show.
Okay.
You must not go on to the show naked.
Okay. Now, is that this show or any show?
All shows we want you wearing clothes.
Okay. All shows on the network? Okay.
Number two. I don't want you wearing a moo-moo on the show. I mean, I can't. I mean, I guess from our view, it would just be a shirt, but I prefer you not wearing.
I don't have no pants on.
Prison clothes. What?
I don't have no pants on.
Well, I'm sure you're probably just wearing underwear or something.
No, I'm bare naked.
Well, just don't stand up.
Okay.
God.
I'm just.
You will wear clothes.
I just don't want. I don't want any of our listeners to be.
Oh no! I would never do that.
Like for all you guys know, I'm wearing slacks. I'm wearing dress slacks underneath this.
Yeah, right.
For all anybody knows, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
For all anybody knows, I'm wearing dress slacks, and I and I have a suit coat behind, on a chair behind me and a tie, in case I people don't need to know what's really going on. Just like they don't need to know whether Steve's wearing a muumuu or topless or or anything. No one needs to know. Good Lord. Why you would think it's acceptable to every, why you would think it's acceptable? You are more like Jim the photographer every friggin' day. You really are. This is the kind of shit. This is the conversations I had to have with Jimmy. When he would be like, hey, what's wrong with me being naked in the studio? Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, it's not like we're in a studio. I'm in my own private apartment. You know?
It just, it shouldn't be an issue. From what we see, we should be able to see you dressed. And I'll leave it like that. And I don't know any reason. I have no problem with cross-dressing. Well, I don't know why you would need a muumuu.
Because I got a plan. Yeah.
What's your plan? I don't want to get sucked into this conversation. This is just like the text I was telling you about. I don't like to get sucked into these conversations, Steve.
You should have never asked. You're going to be sorry.
I got a plan. Well, why? It's almost. It's gonna come soon. I'm gonna take my little scooter and ride up and down the bike trail with the muumuu on. Oh, there's a weirdo on the bike trail.
Oh God!
When are you getting your scooter?
Well, soon.
And you're going to take that scooter everywhere?
Oh, no, I'm just going to take it places that I wouldn't have to walk long distances. No, I'm not going to. I don't want to become dependent on it. I just want it to, like, I want to use it for the fair. And
you're going to take the scooter to the fair?
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking hitting the fair this year. What? Why not? Come on, Lori. You're in on this one, so.
You're going to have her with you when you do that? No. Oh, for God.
No, but she's helping me compile the stuff that I need for it.
Oh, you poor Lori.
She's helping me. Because I'm trying to figure out how to transport the thing easily for me to do it without having to have a bunch of people involved. I just want to do it on my own. I want to be the independent person. So I found this.
Well, don't you have a truck? Can't you just put it in your truck?
Well, yeah, but see, I talked to Dan about this. I was going to buy some wood, and I was going to have Dan build me ramps. He said, that's all fine and dandy, Steve. But once you get up in the truck, how are you, your person, going to get out of the truck?
It doesn't. He's very smart. Yeah, how are you going
to get out? That's a long step. I see a fall there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So then, but now I've been looking at them and found these deals where they're like they're a carrier, but they're also they have a ramp that will fit right into the hitch of my truck. I could just it's more safer. So I'm just going to get one of those, and I'll be able to transport my.
Dan's right though. How would you get up in the truck to get out of it?
Right. Exactly.
God, unbelievable.
I never thought of that. I could ask Blind Grant to go with me.
Oh God,
he could take his scooter off the truck.
How's a blind kid gonna get up? Is gonna climb back there and drive your scooter off the truck?
Oh my God, Steve, you're one big accident waiting to happen.
None of those things.
Yes, yeah, I know, Dan. We got it taken care of, buddy. Thank you.
None of it makes sense. It really doesn't.
I don't want to do that. I want to go down to the Lincoln's home area. Do the same thing. Welcome to Illinois. Watch out for the weirdos.
Watch out for the weirdos.
I want to hold my little sign that says, I am not Ray Lytle.
Please put my name. I want my name.
Oh, shit.
Please separate me from him, and I don't. Please. Oh, well. Thanks, Steve.
Including the adventures of Captain Shistain.
Do you have the Moo-Moo?
Yeah, I got it. It's in my closet.
He does.
I got an idea. I could wear the muumuu and then put my strap on.
Oh. This is just getting worse.
With my blue Peter.
You are going to be immediately arrested if you wear a strap on.
And I don't have money to bail you out, so you're screwed.
I guess I better talk to the sheriff.
While you're on a bike pad, what is wrong with you?
Damn, that's twice today, Steve.
Good Lord.
No more Captain Crunch. No more cinnamon. No more Lucky Charms. No more Cheerios. No more Wheaties. No more Frosted Flakes, no more Rice Krispies, no more nuts and gravy. Morning, morning, God is gonna call me home. I won't need no breakfast. I'll be gone. I'll be gone. I'll be gone.
That's a morning song for Steve.
No more chicken. No more pork chop.
Who's eating chicken and pork chops for breakfast?
No more soda pop.
I don't know what this guy's eating for breakfast, but what is wrong with you? What a show for him. He's mumbling. You can't. Can I just point out, on today's show, Steve mumbled so bad. He mumbled so bad. You couldn't understand a word he was saying. He was doing pot. He talked about muumuus and strap-ons, and he wanted to be naked today. I don't even know how to describe this show to everybody. People who, can I apologize to those of you people who decided, maybe he woke up today and he said, you know what, today's the day. Today's the day I'm going to check out this Ray Lytle show for the first time. I'm going to check out this morning disaster show that Ray's been promoting on Facebook for how many years now? This is my day to check it out. I'm going to check it out today. Oh, I'm very excited. I need to check out this morning disaster show I've heard so much about. Let me check it out. Right now, those people are going, what the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah,
what was I thinking? Why of all is this what every day is like? Why of all days did I choose this to check out the show?
Yep.
Tuesday's usually an off day.
Oh my god.
Because Tuesdays I have smoke signals too, so I don't plan to go anywhere.
Tuesday is the first of our free shows. We do three free shows. We do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning are free. And then we do, the rest of the shows are paid shows on our subscription platform. But our subscription platform offers so much, like video. I put up video last night, and we're just trying to get new subscribers. In fact, right now, if you subscribe to the show, you get 7 days free. 7 days free. And then afterwards, $5 a month. $5 a month for a tier one subscription, $10 for a tier three. Yeah. And tier one would get you smoke signals, all the video, stainless, the Friday and Saturday shows. You get so much from a tier one subscription. Tier three gets you the Thursday show, which I think is the best show of the week, Thursday, the Thursday night show. Because then you'll get a Steve song. Did I put up the video of the Steve song? I did a video of a Steve song last night, yesterday. I don't know if I put... Did I put that up, Steve? Do you know?
I'm trying to think.
Did I put it up?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, so I put up another felony.
Baby.
Ooh. Another felony, baby. Yeah, so I put that up.
I still like. Steve's got two fists up his butt tonight.
That's my favorite.
Steve's got two fists up his butt tonight. Yeah. There you go. Thanks for reminding everybody about that, Steve.
No problem.
Yeah, that one will be stuck in my head the rest of the day. Thank you.
And don't forget the Steve's Christmas songs. She don't die.
I thought we were going to be in the Christmas parade, and you want to sing. Did you guys hear? Did you hear this last week that Steve said he wants to be in the Christmas parade, and he wants us to be singing Steve's Christmas songs?
Yeah.
While in the parade.
I have news about that.
Have horny creep the Christmas.
What news do you have about the Christmas
parade? We are going to be in the Christmas parade. I already have Derek on board. He is going to pull us.
Oh, good Lord. And we'll be singing Steve Christmas songs?
I don't know about all that.
Oh, sure hell
that'll
yeah.
Get us kicked the
yeah.
hell out.
I want to sing Steve's Christmas songs. Have a horny creep for Christmas.
It's the best time of the year. Say hello to people and watch them run in fear.
Oh, God.
Have a horny creep for Christmas.
Yeah, we won't be on the route long.
It's the best time of the year. Oh, by God. You know, actually, in all seriousness, the Christmas parade has been warmer than the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Because it happens in early December is when they have the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
And it's not usually cold.
Yeah.
We don't start getting cold. We don't start getting really cold till February.
Yeah. You know? Late January, early February.
January, February.
Yeah. I agree with that. I guarantee it'll be warmer than the...
And we're always cold. We're always cold in mid-March.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
So that St. Patrick's Day parade, we freeze our ass off. I think it's probably cooler than... I bet the Christmas parade's warmer. So we'll have to see.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm dreaming of a
hot pisser. Maybe we won't sing Hot Pisser.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure we can do the rest.
You better watch out. You better run hide. The creeper Steve is coming to town.
Christina kissing creeper claws.
No, we can skip that one too.
Yeah. So we'll sing all those good Christmas songs during the parade. Because Dan wrote about 50 Christmas songs. Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Steve's got Cheeto dust on his
Peter.
Pretty sure we won't be able to do that either.
you don't think the city will like that one?
No.
Maybe we'll get Mayor Buscher to come up and sing it with us.
Yeah.
And girls walking in fear. I don't know the rest of them, but. And while thinking of Christmas, you'll hear Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
He's got Cheeto dust
on his beater.
Maybe we can change it to fingers. Maybe that'll work.
I love that the Cheeto dust is on his Peter.
I do too, but I don't think the parents of, you know, the little kids that are washing the grave will like it.
On his stinker.
For Christmas in July. Maybe we should bring back some Steve's Christmas songs to celebrate Christmas in July.
That's a good idea. I love that idea.
That might be a good idea. Yeah.
Idea.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. I can't wait. Okay, so to recap what we talked about today, malaria is here in the United States.
Oh, no.
Malaria has made its way to the United States. People have caught it in Florida and Texas. Steve's got new shorts he's going to wear.
Oh, God.
And a whole bunch of what is the other crap we talked about? I don't even know what else we talked about. But there you go. That's what you got from today's. Oh, and we're already plugging the Christmas parade. Which, by the way, I'm sure I'll back out of that parade.
No.
No, you cannot back out. It was your idea.
What do you think that I'm going to back out of it?
Though? You said this is exactly what you said. Let's bypass the fair parade and the Halloween parade and do the Christmas parade. That's exactly what your words.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Look how much time I gave myself. I don't even have to worry about this to what? 6 months? 6 months? Come on.
Right. Yeah. You still got another 6 months. Yeah.
By the way, I want to weigh less than Steve by Christmas.
Well, you will.
You will.
I hope so.
You will.
I hope so.
Except I've been peeing so much. I feel like I'm losing weight. Not pooping very much, but pee a lot.
New headline, day after Christmas break. Extra, extra, my morning disaster podcast float gets arrested during Christmas break.
I see that happening.
It will be Chris. I know that's a different line, but I can't wait to sing Cheeto Dust.
Cheeto dust.
He's got Cheeto dust on his
Peter.
That's all right, Bubba. We don't need you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good.
Steven, I'll cover the whole parade.
Yeah.
As long as it's the two of us singing Christmas songs, we'll be fine.
We'll be roasting chestnut over the fire.
Yeah.
Roasting what? Did you say jet nuts?
I need a translation. I have no idea what he was trying to say. I have no idea what he was saying.
What are you roasting, Steve?
Jet's nuts.
All right.
I'm not even going to try. Jet's nuts? That's what I heard too, Britt.
No idea what he's talking about.
God.
Roasting nuts, who knows?
As long as they're not Dan's nuts, we're good.
Yeah. Oh well. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. I gotta go work out. So let's wrap it up. Thank you so much. This is a free show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Check us out tonight at 6 p.m. If you are a subscriber, check out Smoke Signals, which is two fat stoners that just smoke or eat pot.
Wow. We're not fat.
They're fluffy.
Pleasantly plump.
Well, there's two pleasantly plump.
Or morbidly obese.
That do a show.
Obese?
Yeah, they're the obese. They're two morbidly obese stoners that get out and talk about pot. That's what's coming up tonight. Get 7 days free subscription. Then it's only $5 a week after that, or $5 a month after that. Yeah, it's $5 a month. That's it.
A month?
$5 a month. What's that, $60 a year or something?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $60 a year. That's not bad. That's really not bad. So consider subscribing. Check it out tonight. One of the co-hosts says, we are fat. Yeah. One of the co-hosts admits it. Another one, the one who wanted to go naked today, says he's not.
Still.
All right, so check it out tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with another free show at 8 a.m. You guys have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I will talk to you soon. So long, everybody. Have a great Tuesday.